This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Like when,
I don't
want
to get emotional because we haven't started, but you two are like father figures to me in a way. I won't say what way, but in a way.
I just love to get my chance to talk about my interests.
Well, now I need to know what way.
What do you want?
Now I actually have to know what way.
Well, Ben, we'll circle back. We'll circle back.
Kyle, can you put the mic a little closer?
Even closer. I didn't think it was possible.
That's crazy.
Thank you. Okay, we're all
it's
recording.
For like him.
No, I know.
Like the sound is fine.
It's it's something that he needs.
It's somewhere. He photoshops an ice cream over the mic later. Sorry, Kevin just like makes you adjust the mic in a certain way.
Yeah,
like we're just I know the song just started. We weren't recording, but he does these photoshops of an ice cream cone, and he like needs it perfectly positioned so that it like looks like you like the ice cream, I guess.
It's like whatever he needs. It's not my place to dictate
somebody's but
desires, I guess. I don't even know.
I hesitate to call it a fetish.
Take your time. Take your time.
But it is something specific that Kevin likes.
Ice cream Photoshop.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Ice cream Photoshop.
Ice cream Photoshop.
Ice cream Photoshop.
Icecreamphotoshop.com has been in beta for so long I now believe he's never going to launch it and that it is purely for his own private enjoyment.
I know that it is. He doesn't have to tell me. I can't even look at him right now. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I know what I know.
Wow. So busy. Can't do our live show.
Sorry.
And can't even look at Kevin.
We're opening with the heat?
You're so busy you don't even have to look at Kevin right now.
Look at me when you say that. Thanks.
I can't because I have time.
I'm
not so booked and busy.
Pause.
And I actually had time to do the live show as well.
Pause. Before we get angry, let's introduce the guest.
Good morning, by the way.
Today
Hi.
We
I love
have,
you,
excuse
too.
Me, I'm talking now.
Sorry.
Today we have Io. And it's spelled I-O-W-E because you do owe us because you didn't do the live show. And so you took money out of our pocket.
You took
We're
money
fathers.
Out of my
we have
baby's
children.
Mouth.
I see your children are
baby women. It's supposed to be women supporting women.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, I'm on basically probably the fourth or fifth wave of feminism. Mm-hmm. I'm at a point where it's good for me to be putting up hurdles for other women
you should be
so that
stomping
they can
on them.
Jump over them so that I can give them something to motivate them.
Mm-hmm.
But so you're welcome to your daughters.
Okay. I'll pass that on.
Thank you. And, you know, secondly, hi.
Hey.
And I love you too as well. And, okay, here's my question about the live show.
Okay, hit me.
Was it sort of promoted in any way? Did people know that I was showing
we
up?
We were unable to
internally?
Promote it. We were unable to promote it
Got
because
it.
We were
yeah,
left
in
the
sort of
limbo
waiting.
Zone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We were left dangling by someone who at one time was considered essentially the third boy.
Stop. Yeah. Don't say that.
Someone who
Don't
had been floated
that.
As a potential third boy
Don't
from the boy
were
in prison.
It.
I know something's missing.
To under for the language you would understand, we were banished like fucking Loki or whatever to the Asgard zone.
We were sent
zone.
To the Asgardian
Asgard zone. Asgard zone. That's correct.
Zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess
we
I'll say
promote the live show until the last second, and that's why we've had steady declines in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not why.
That's why.
That can't
is
be why.
That's confirmed as why.
And
I thought about
the pollsters,
all night.
We hired McKinsey, and McKinsey's report actually confirmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think maybe if you had taken some of that money that you were spending on McKinsey?
We hired McSweeney's as well. McKinsey and McSweeney's.
And I put down my pen. Pencils down. Ears up. I'm listening. I'm learning.
But we can't. The flood of I've actually been very inspired to see the flood of creativity to McSweeney's that has come from
the fact that you, when you shut off every other avenue, it's like, you know, it's like the water has to go somewhere.
Back to McSweeney's. Return all caps with a V instead of the U.
Mm-hmm.
I told you to this, you know, you are father figures to me in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we still don't know what way.
And I told you, I'll circle back. But I'm a young woman of many fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the first to say this about myself. I've got another father. His name is Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And he's housing me. He's feeding me. He's putting clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, so, and a pep in my step.
I love him. So it seems like it could be that if this had happened a little while ago.
Been a few months back, or even when it started, that probably a certain gentleman by the name of Bob Chapek was signing your Bob paycheck.
I had a carrot or two dangled in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who am I but
That's
a mere
Bugs
horse
Bunny.
To champ at the bit? Okay, I lost the metaphor. Yeah. I lost the metaphor.
You know what it would have been dangled in front of you? Cheese.
Grommet's here. Grommet's in the booth.
Yeah, dog named Grommet here.
Grommet's in the booth.
Mickey Mouse. And he ate that.
Mickey Mouse is busted.
I'm
sorry. It's just like an image. It's just an image that we're like so familiar with that we don't think about the fact that Mickey Mouse is busted.
He's not busted.
Mickey Mouse looks like shit.
Mickey Mouse got work done.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse got mad work done.
I know. To maintain the look that is like was never really
it
hitting.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Did you do a good job?
Did I do a good job?
Did you do a good job?
Yeah.
For Mickey?
Okay, this is the hot pipe and tea because of the strike. By the way, love my union, whatever, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They moved some dates around. So then I was there and then
didn't
I had to
go. Didn't have time to prepare.
I was there and then I had to go because now the
So
now
during the strike,
on,
you had strike. To cross the picket line.
So you
line.
Went over there and that's why you're then, back so early?
Yes.
Because they were like, actually, let's... Why don't we just not?
So you canceled on the live show because you wanted to cross the picket line.
No!
And then they
no,
were...
No, no, no,
so you were
no,
like,
no.
So,
the worst, no, it's the no, worst case no. scenario of is to just cross and get to the other side and they're like, actually, no, we don't need you today.
Dude, you're not working. Like, why are
so
you
So everyone
here?
On the picket line just has to watch you turn your ass back around and go home.
I came to take a stand and to say, I want you guys to know that I really resent being here because there's a live podcast that I want to be doing. Wow. And I want you guys to listen to a bunch of episodes, and then we all sat and listened.
I heard the
to
picketers
them.
Ask so for the a beep no, on the way in, not. And you signaled that your horn doesn't work.
Huh?
It's my horn. I'm pressing it, but it's not.
You guys are loving the video element, huh?
Yeah, they go straight down the barrel.
Yeah, so just for context for everyone, I know that only 70 people know about this, but we did have a live show.
Yeah, it's
earlier this week. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
You're excused.
I'm giving context to the listener. We had a live show earlier this week. It was fucking fire.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny. They've all
live
been really good.
Back.
This may have been the best one. Mary Holland was the guest. She destroyed. She was eating. And it was probably the best one we've done and the best guest we've had. But originally, we were scheduled, we were booked to have Io, who, in her own words, puts cheeks in them seats.
Mm-hmm.
That is what she told me would happen.
Yeah.
And then she said, don't announce it yet. Just moving some things around, and then I guess like requested to cross the picket line.
Okay, but what if something really crazy happened in my personal life? What if?
Okay.
All right.
Share. Go ahead. Share.
No, nothing. Dib. I'm just saying.
Oh,
imagine.
Okay.
Yeah. Wouldn't you feel sad?
I mean, it would depend on what it was.
Grommet.
So you did not.
Grommet.
Grommet.
I'm right.
Got arrested.
Okay.
Okay.
He looks fine. And we have zero bail policy right now. So I guess that's why Gromit's just allowed to, like, doesn't matter what Gromit does. Mm-hmm. Gromit's allowed to just like,
interact with me in the studio.
Back on the streets and just be in the studio with us.
Doesn't have to wear a sign or anything that says what he did.
Is that something that happens?
No, I'm
apparently
saying
not. Apparently it's not what happens.
If it did happen, I guess I would know what Gromit did because there's no other consequence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even just informing people is now like a violation, I guess, of Gromit's rights, mm-hmm. which is what I'm most concerned about.
So you did not do a good job.
You didn't do a good job.
The answer, it's a yes or no question, and the answer is no.
The past few times I've come here, I feel like it's been like a setup.
They're withholding your JPEG.
I'll say that I feel like there's been sort of a setup situation.
It's not a setup at all. We have all kinds of other stuff that we have to, first of all.
Yes.
We've been doing press, haven't we? We've been out there.
Yeah.
We've been doing more press. Like, we've workshopped a lot of your press in here.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result,
we are seeing
you've been doing more than ever.
Some games.
You become a bit of a volume shooter when it mm-hmm. comes to press.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
mm-hmm.
always have positive impacts on our efficiency.
No,
interesting.
But the volume is that we're putting up shots.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Okay, I'd say yeah.
The percentages are down, but like the stats, the totals are way up. Before we move on from the live show, and I do want to move on.
Yeah, I felt like we were moving.
I just want to read a review of the live show. This is just somebody who came to the live show, and this is the kind of thing that could have been said about you if you had come and if you had delivered and done a good job, which I guess you didn't do. On
interesting. We can get Mary Holland in the booth if you guys like.
Yeah,
so.
We can. We've proven that.
We can get Mary, and she delivers.
Interesting.
So
when's the next live show?
This is just somebody.
We're not doing anymore.
No, we had to stop. There, nobody came. But of the people who were there, this show blew my brain up. So beautiful and cool and fun and moving.
No.
I will 10,000% be seeing it again.
I don't think that's somebody.
I felt like a kid in the best way.
Hey.
And I'm so in awe of the literally 70 people who came together to make it.
Can I interrupt?
It. Yes?
Yeah, I don't think that's true. Because that sounds like the review that I did for the sequel to the Spider-Verse movie.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse?
Yeah. So that I
posted.
Okay,
it does end with Happy Spidey
morning.
Day.
Yeah.
It does end with Happy Spidey Day.
Right.
All right. But still, I believe that feeling was captured,
yeah.
You know, because people were feeling like a kid again.
But you
they
just
were being told what to do.
Okay.
They were being yelled at.
Huh.
Did you do a voice in that movie?
I did do a voice in that movie.
Okay.
Hmm.
And you're effectively submitting your CV for
arms
the third
folded.
One as well.
Arms folded. I'm being punished for making a cameo in an animated feature film.
Okay, sorry.
The review doesn't mention that like you were proud to be involved gesture. Even in a small way. And
right.
I do think that
reviews?
Is... You know how you have to say like hashtag ad?
Yeah, like, spawn.
Yes, I do
hashtag
think
spawn.
That you are promoting your own work.
Can I say
and
something?
You were compensated.
Please, your
can
hand
I say
is
something?
Up. Excuse me, Io's hand was up first.
That
no, it wasn't.
I don't want to fight about literally down. You have to put it down. So I understand that you're in this phase of your life where you're growing in certain ways in your personal life. Mm-hmm. But I think one of them, I will say, it's just an age. And if you looked at that post really tiny in the corner,
mm-hmm.
I say that I play a voice in the movie.
I'm going to pause again.
Yeah, pull it up.
Okay.
Pull it up. And while we do that,
oh, it's
play
so
a voice
tiny.
In a movie.
You may or may not hear my voice at some point.
Again,
very, very, very briefly. But that is neither here nor there. LOL laughing out loud. crying, laughing emoji.
No emoji. Don't rewrite. Don't rewrite history in that way.
She'll probably have removed the emoji by the time this episode is released.
My
but
team's
I know
already
what
scrubbed
I
it.
Saw.
My team's already scrubbed it.
You did Colbert. I sent you a couple notes on that at the time.
I mm-hmm. don't know if I got your notes.
What I said was, there's a moment in that there are two moments.
I did get your note
that I commented on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One was that you're talking about the bear, mm-hmm. and Steven is like so like So I had a question for you. Do you watch the show? And you clearly think that he's asking you if you watch Late Night with Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
And you look very like scared for some. What do you like? Not watch that show or like what's mm-hmm. up?
What
the
I say.
The impression that it gave is that you don't watch every episode of Late Night with Stephen Colbert.
Here's my nighttime routine. It's a cold beer and a Colbert.
Oh, God.
Colbert with a Colbert. And that
you
is,
didn't even like catch up before like going on, that you didn't even like look back at that like catch up on that season.
I'd invite
at
the
least.
Listeners and the viewers to review that moment and see if that was their takeaway. I think my job as an artist and an actor is to just sort of do the work, and if people can sort of take away different things from a moment, that to me is that's a positive sign that I'm doing my job right. So if that is what you took away from that moment, I'm glad that I could give that to you.
Can I give a compliment? Because
Can we pull it up? Can we go to the very end of that
smiling.
Interview?
It feels like
note.
An attack.
You're pulling
can I,
it up?
Can yes. I give a compliment, please? I would say The Bear in this past year has been like my favorite show on TV, and I am spelling it B-E-R-T. Love to watch The Bear. Get a cold beer. It's a cold bear. Babe, don't bother me when I'm watching The Bear. While I'm watching The Bear.
And Kevin just unsheathing his laptop now in the middle of the show.
Of Kevin, my intervention?
You got to be on those cues, Kevin.
This is what we do every time you come on here. We don't have you like as often as we used to.
I do not have.
We want to make
direct
use
line,
of this time,
and what? I don't. You know? I think it's a mistake.
What is
that? I don't have as direct a line.
You do have as direct a line. You have my number.
It does. It doesn't feel that way.
You can. You can reach out. You can reach out.
We worry.
I did. You didn't even remember my notes.
I blocked it out. It was painful. I'm just running into you on the street.
You talked to Penn Badgley?
I talked to Penn Badgley for Interview Mag.
Mm-hmm. For Interview Magazine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did his podcast.
You mentioned.
He was real nice to me. Mm-hmm. Asked about my memories.
Pencils down, but we picked up a pen, didn't we?
Oh, my God. Badly.
Trash, yeah.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, the boys discuss a recent audio issue, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see a Hollywood Handbook live virtual show June 29th with special guest Paul F. Tompkins. Get tickets at moment.co/Hollywood Handbook, and the link is also in the description. Check out all these shows and the video of today's episode with Io at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They finally cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I want to talk a little about this exchange, a couple moments in this exchange. Io was paid to interview Penn Badgley.
I didn't receive any money for that.
Wow.
So wow. That was pro
State
bono.
State of journalism, right?
Yes.
Like, it's just... And
that
this
was a PB interview.
TV.
They, pro bono Penn Badgley
it,
interview.
It's now like a gig thing. Was there...
I give that a 6 out of 10. Go ahead.
But, sorry. No, because I'm curious now. I feel like I was unfortunately talking over you, which is a habit of mine on the show, and I will actually be... sitting back to listen now.
Can I say something?
What did you give a 6 out of 10? Please, your hand is up.
Thank you. I think we were speaking over each other. I think there was a mutual speaking over.
Look at me.
And
centering my experience.
But it's good, you know what I mean? You are sitting back.
Yeah.
You're lounging, I would even say.
Yeah.
What I gave a 6 out of 10 is what I was saying, which is that I gave a pro bono Penn Badgley, PBPB.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
You, it covers a lot of ground, this interview.
Are you fighting?
Me?
You ask him if he's having fun doing his podcast, something you've literally never asked me once in my life.
Okay, and it's all I ever do is my podcast. He's on TV.
The one thing you ask
you
if there's...
You're involved in TV.
You ask if there's anything you'd love to do. You ask Penn Badgley if there's anything you'd love to do as an actor, and he says... I'm interested in true stories. Your question is great, but he says, I'm interested in true stories. I would love to engage in the telling of something that intersects with social issues, the story of a journalist, something like that. And you have absolutely no follow-up whatsoever. That's like very interesting
this is very,
territory.
This is very interesting. I'll get to you in just a moment.
Yeah, thank you.
I have noticed that your hand is up.
Thank you.
It's interesting territory because I was thinking that...
Take that down.
this interview was conducted... and could have been done by a journalist.
Yeah.
But you took their job.
Huh, yes. No, that's not... Okay, so
you crossed the picket line to take their job.
Well, that was pre-picket line. Mm-hmm. That was pre-picket line.
I can't keep track
of the picket line.
I can't keep track of anything.
Okay. Well, I'll just sort of help in this regard, mm-hmm. Which is that this is like a long running sort of style of interview, where it's, you know, mm-hmm. two people mm-hmm. who are not journalists to speak to each other for Interview Magazine, mm-hmm. which is a magazine where there are interviews.
Okay.
Are we there? Are we there together?
And it's mandated by the state or something?
I'm going to keep moving on. And I'm going to say that this piece was condensed by an editor. And I think maybe if you scroll down or in the top somewhere, there'll be something that says that this interview was like condensed for.
Okay.
There's some sort of.
So maybe that, you did like, follow maybe up. That explains this part, which did leave me sort of. I would love to hear your take on, or just a little bit more about. You're talking about the show You. And you say, Penn, this show is both a sleeper hit and a hit, which just may be due to the Netflix movement. Talk about the Netflix movement. we're living the mm-hmm. Netflix movement.
Yeah.
But like, what to you about this movement, moment?
Yeah, this mm-hmm. moment. Yes. Yeah. I think, you know, growing up as a young Black woman and do just the intersection of my identities, mm-hmm. I've had, I would say, the privilege of kind of being accidentally, incidentally, who can say, at the heart of several movements. And so to be living in a time where a company that, by the way, some of you might be too young to remember, but I remember. Used to be the Mail.
Mm-hmm. Used to be the Mail.
Used to be the Mail.
Shiny Mail.
Used yeah. to be shiny, Net- shiny
Netflix
Mail.
Was the postal service.
And now it's mm-hmm. And now it's in all of our houses.
Yeah.
Now it's the movies. Now it's the American heart. Some mm-hmm. could even say
it is a movement. It is a moment.
Yeah.
And you're speaking to that in this exchange with Penn, and that's why the show is both a sleeper hit and a hit. That is due to the Netflix movement. Got it.
I hope that cleared that up for you.
It's the very, very end of this interview with the bear. The very end.
Mm-hmm.
The very end. It's okay. It's a little before this. It's a little after this.
How many times have you seen this?
Just play. I just know it's the very, very end. Okay. Sound on.
I got it. Last thing before we go. Yes, how do you take your beef? I take it sweet wet.
Oh, sweet wet.
The bear is streaming.
He said,
now.
How do you take your beef? I take it sweet wet. You said, oh, sweet wet. That moment felt yeah. false to me. It
seemed like you didn't want to make him feel bad, or you like didn't know another way that you could take your beef.
Interesting.
Like taking the time yeah. to like really come up with like an answer that's personal, you were just like, getting bullied by him.
I don't know, man. I thought
him.
We were done.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, what do you like? Sweet wet?
That's me still. Okay. I wasn't sure. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You thought it was me? On the podcast?
With next to your wife with a beer.
Mm-hmm. Cold beer and a cold bear.
I really appreciate this. No.
Boy, the bear's being funny tonight.
Sorry. I really appreciate this note, and I really think every time I get an email from Kevin going, do you want to come and get waterboarded emotionally by your two closest friends and mentors
and daddy
and dads, yeah,
and fathers in a way. Mm-hmm. Do you want to come? And I go. Yeah, of course. Anytime. Of course, when do you need me? Where do you need me?
Yeah.
Unless I'm being called away to serve.
We need you at the Dynasty Typewriter. We need you.
Unless I'm being called away to serve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How can I do that? But I always say yes, because I know that when I'm in the room with you two gentlemen,
yeah,
that it's not just about what I'll experience with you two and what I'll feel and how I'll grow in that way, but how I grow in my craft.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing your notes, I'm feeling them, and I'm not going to take them lightly. And in that moment, you didn't feel truth, and that's And that's a fault on my part.
I felt fakeness.
That if that mm-hmm. felt fake, then I have to, you know, I have to look at how I deliver the truth.
My goal is not a false moment. Not a
can we
false
run it again?
Moment.
Can we run it again?
No, I don't mm-hmm. think we can.
For next time?
One last I don't thing.
Kevin?
One last thing.
Kevin?
I got it.
Last thing before
no,
we
no,
go.
You do you play the bear, Kevin.
Kevin. You're the bear.
Okay.
How do you take your beef?
I'm gonna need
sweet
a
sweet wet for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you read her
I
in
just
a little,
am gonna
yeah.
need a different read.
Yeah,
just, I'm sorry, I can't.
The
he says one last thing.
One last thing. How do you take your beef? I take mine sweet wet.
I can drop in if you need me to. I just feel like what I'm being given is not.
Yeah,
it's making it worse.
It doesn't feel like.
Can we have Rochelle try
it? You out of it?
And I know Steve. You know what I mean. We met when I did the Colbert Show. We met, so I know him.
You
so
met
I just
Steven.
Have
right.
a good sense
okay.
of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can drop in. Sorry, I'll drop in.
Io, how do you take?
I'm gonna go back to Kevin. Sorry. I'm gonna drop in.
Io, sorry. Can you do that again?
Yeah, sure.
Io, how do you take your beef? I take my sweet wet.
Ooh, gosh. You know, I think it's hard, but I'm gonna go sweet, wet,
okay.
and like hot. Like I like a few peppers on it. So sweet, wet with but like a few peppers.
Just a garnish. There's a garnish that, on the answer.
Yes. There's a few peppers on yeah on the answer.
There's a
as
few
well.
More peppers now. Yeah. On
did
the
you
way
just want
you
me to just
the
do
question.
The line? I don't know what I wasn't.
No, I think so like
what I'm saying is you added a few peppers yeah. to the answer,
yeah.
and now all of a sudden,
yeah.
it's come to life for me.
Oh.
Right,
and I don't feel thank like you. You're just like trying to make the bear feel okay about his question or how he takes his
yeah.
beef
yeah.
or just like even
yeah.
that you don't know. Because like you said, and also a little hot. And I went, okay, well, is she just making this up? But then you said that the hot was peppers. A few peppers on
that
it.
Too.
And then I go, okay, this is her lived experience. And all of a sudden,
sorry.
I'm taken, you know,
really?
Off of my
sorry.
Couch in the living room.
Is that even to a place? Thank you.
Yeah. yeah. No, well, you did it for me. I mean, you sent me somewhere.
Thank you.
To
where?
The Chicago Beefland,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they are putting peppers and make it hot. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The Beefatorium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. El Beefarado.
That's really nice. That I think that would have played amazing if you had
okay.
done that on
sorry,
the day.
We're back to, I just feel... I just felt a dig. I just felt a little dig.
I do feel like this has been paying huge dividends for you.
No, it's a denied dig.
I
sorry.
Sometimes when you
I'm talking about peppers, I'm getting heated now. Sorry.
Sometimes you have to dig to make a discovery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think it was a dig. And I think we should be open to what's down there.
Yeah. And it can be strangely, like, when you can be dry on the surface and there's weird, like, mud underneath.
Oh, God. Have you ever done that?
Mud.
It can be very
you
weird
find, like,
out there.
Mud, and you go, like, what? Like,
okay.
Why is it muddy out here?
Why is there mud?
What? In the dirt?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Even on the beach sometimes.
No, I know. Mm. Especially the beach.
Yeah.
Well, dry that's... sand, and you dig, and
yeah.
it's like, okay, this is all mud.
It's weird mud.
Like, what? Like, what's going on?
Sometimes that's what you find.
Have you done that?
I mean, yeah, I think that's just how, like,
yeah,
beaches
yeah.
work. Like,
this
so.
Is what we're saying. We just
yes,
said
yeah.
that. Yeah, yeah, that this is, yeah. that it is, especially at the
I guess
beach.
You guys just seemed, like, confused about it.
What's coming up?
Yeah.
What promo's coming up?
Yeah, what's our next interview? Because I'd like to get out in front of it so mm-hmm. that we're not playing catch up all the time.
I feel like you can have me, well, we don't, you know, you can have me on and we can just be, we can chill. We can shoot the proverbial shit, as it were.
We can have you'll do the show again.
You want to do,
but
an
then what promo
the
will we talk about?
Out.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Like, so wait, you can come on the show and promote something, and then I guess we could talk about that.
No, no, I'm saying like I could just come on the show. And we could
so you don't want to do the work, is what you're so like what you're saying is
no. I was creating mm-hmm. another.
It's interesting
avenue,
when you
I
said that
was,
you
oh,
play
sorry,
a
yeah.
that you play a voice in the movie mm-hmm. that stuck with me.
Yeah.
That you didn't say that you work a voice in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
yeah.
Hmm.
Or even that you were a voice.
Yeah.
That there is this element of artifice that's being maintained, this wall between you and the process, Or it's like, I think it's
very open between myself and the process. I think if you knew how open it was, you'd say, close the door. You'd say, shut it right now. Lock it. Run.
That doesn't sound like me.
I think maybe then it was that Hayes.
I think that was me.
Yeah,
Hayes
sorry.
May
yeah.
say that. That was Hayes may say
that. Was me saying that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd say something like, hey, brother, come on, man. Wagwan. Something like that. But, you know, maybe between myself and the audience.
Yeah.
Maybe there's still a fear there.
Yeah.
Maybe there's still a wall there.
Keeping something for you.
Did you get all, like, dressed up in a big costume and stuff in Atlanta? They were like, hey, sorry, we're not doing this movie anymore.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No.
No, you didn't go through makeup or anything?
No.
Why not?
His
same
if
question.
If you could have the opportunity to play any role in your career,
mm-hmm.
what role would that be?
Superman.
Are you having fun doing your podcast?
I have before.
Mm-hmm. Sean, are you having fun doing your podcast?
Wow. Tough for me to answer. I really don't
think Superman
is
actually
podcast.
A journalist, so I just want to point out.
Like, I don't think it's like my podcast.
Are you having fun doing the People's Podcast?
Yes. I'm having fun doing our podcast. When I'm doing my podcast, that's not fun.
Mm.
Because it means that I am sort of pushing people aside to like get my voice out there instead of like lifting up and celebrating like Kevin or Hayes, you know?
Yeah. Who else?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Who else could it be?
You know?
That's like what's so exciting.
Yeah.
There's still so much out there.
Yeah. Are you having a relatively zen time or are things ramping up?
I guess first let me just say, I'm interested in true stories.
Yeah. I make a little zen time every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you ask me what my favorite, what like my New York is? If I could go back to any moment in New York in history.
No.
Okay. Because I would go to Union Square.
But I didn't ask you.
To the Virgin Megastore.
Yeah.
I would go to the pilot of the Nick.
When you're on a podcast that people are engaging with at a cultural level, what does that feel like?
Is this question for me?
It's for anyone in the room.
Okay.
Kevin, do you want to take this?
You want to field this one?
Kevin's doing podcast class now. Did you know that?
He's teaching.
Okay. I wasn't doing was.
He's the professor.
Yeah, he does it all.
Do you have a hat?
I can get one.
Are you hungry?
A little bit. Doing IF.
Really?
Makes my tummy grummy.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Do you mind if we circle back?
No prob.
That's his teacher voice.
Is it really?
Yeah. No prob, Io.
Okay. I might not circle back.
The authority coming from
how
him.
Long have you guys been doing IF?
No, let me check my app.
You got an app too?
I stopped using the app. It's all up here.
451 days.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I started, four months after you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is so crazy that you think you know people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're IFing.
Yeah. Every time you think about me, you probably picture me eating for all 24 hours of the day. When in fact, there's a chunk of hours where I'm not eating.
When do you start? 11, 12?
Me?
Yeah. One?
Yeah.
One and done.
Yeah.
Well, no, not one and done.
One to nine.
My window's 1 to 9 as well.
Mm-hmm.
I shut the club down.
So you're just digesting mad late?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that almost regular eating hours if you shifted it up?
Regular eating at what, like 9 to 5?
Like
again, that's when we go to work.
Yes.
You need to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Hungry?
You can't just be like...
When I show up to work, I don't just get turned around and sent home. I get asked to stay and actually do the job. So I think that's where some of the disconnect is happening. I don't drive to work, go through hair and makeup, put on a big crazy costume, lie about it later, and then get told like, yeah, no, actually, just go ahead and spin it. Sorry, there was all that trouble with your badge at security.
Put on... like a alien makeup and like a huge plated armor costume and get like suspended from wires in midair.
Yeah.
In a green room.
Cannon back to LA. Yeah.
I don't put on all the they're like,
okay, we're shutting
it
down. They forget to take Io off the ceiling.
Hello?
My
guys.
Grommet. Use the mic.
Other Chris? Other Chris?
Is that me on the wires?
Yeah, that's you. You got left in there. All three Chris's left you in there. So, yeah. But, yeah, no, our
you don't have to say your, like, your little, like, the guy's name or whoever you are in the thing, but, like, what's their... What's one word to describe?
What's
like
the benefit,
huh,
of intermittent fasting? Do you feel? Well, because you I feel like well, I'm feel, talking. To
this conversation has been incredible.
Yes.
So these hungry men.
You think that's got a lot to do with this sort of vibe?
Now that
episode?
I know that you're both absolutely hungry, I've heard both of your stomachs at different points.
Yeah, mine did make some noise as
I know,
well.
It made
yeah,
some noise. I heard
mine
it.
Mine was doing some stuff.
I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it again. You're hungry.
Hungry.
I stay hungry. That's why I've been able to survive in this industry.
Mm, you're not you when you're hungry.
It's that I'm always hungry. Uh-oh. When you look at me now, are you seeing like Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
Somebody has to hand me a Snickers to turn me back into myself.
You're like Aretha Franklin.
Mm. Wow, my tummy's going crazy. It's...
Wow, now it's really going nuts.
And you're like...
Sorry, that was my stomach.
All good. And you're like... Dun, 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 poof, poof, booyaka, booyaka. Whoa, you're really hungry. Your stomach's sounding
my
like...
My stomach is doing an exclusive radio exclusive.
Yeah, your stomach is starting to get really
Oh my God,
crazy.
I would love if you were Sean Paul when you're hungry.
Bad boy Bill.
Those all those ads make me so frustrated. They say like these people that have had extraordinary careers, Betty White, Joe Pesci. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you don't want to be them. Have a
Abe
Snickers
Vigoda.
So you don't have to be Abe Vigoda.
Eat
you can
more
be some
candy.
Office stooge.
Mm-hmm. Eat more candy. Have a candy bar. Go back to sleep, America. Mm-hmm.
This is so
have another candy bar so
revealing.
That you don't become a high achiever.
This is so revealing. What like, you guys think about success and status, because I think there's really something beautiful about saying, and sorry, you know what I mean? I'm who am I but an actor? Let's go get something after this. Let's go get a bite. Let's go get a bite. You don't have to do this.
Mm-hmm. Is your
well,
character...
I'm not a humble actor, but I'll say, you know, I think it's really beautiful that you don't have to be... You don't have to be Lawrence Fishburne. You don't have to be Chaka Khan. Mm-hmm, you can be Dennis from accounting. You can
just
be...
Just another face in the crowd.
Mary
eh?
Jo... A human being? Just a human being in a sea of human beings? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that must have been a goal of yours.
To just be human?
Mm-hmm.
To just be real?
Mm-hmm.
Is your character brave? Mm-hmm.
I think all human beings are brave.
Okay, but your character's like a freaky, weird alien or something, maybe?
Yeah.
I think we're, aren't we all sort of freaky, weird aliens on this planet? Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Yeah, and she said that.
Don't stop believing.
That's her song.
Can you give me like... a characteristic like feathers or
a characteristic
freaky tentacles
like feathers or freaky
or,
tentacles.
Yeah, just like what am I working with in terms of like what kind of weird stuff do we have going on with our alien?
I'm in the movie and I'm being paid by the Marvel Corporation. Let's go to Erewhon.
My tummy's growing because you said carrot earlier.
So what are the rules once about, you break
maybe think
fast?
About having a big carrot.
What are the rules?
You were dangling a carrot, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get to like just chow down? Off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing
I have
like...
to. I'm so hungry.
I get so hungry and then I just go insane. It's Thanksgiving every day for me at lunch. It's turkey stuffing, cranberry sauce. It's the entire meal.
Potato with
half a pumpkin pie. Potato with
not even sweet potato. Potato with marshmallow.
Regular potato with marshmallow gravy.
With a layer of burnt marshmallows on top.
Mm-hmm.
Cornbread.
Yeah, with marshmallow.
Mm-hmm. Cornbread with marshmallows.
Turkey with marshmallows.
S'mores with potatoes. I'm doing everything. I'm going insane every day at lunch. As soon as it hits 1 o'clock, beep 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 beep.
Can I say something though?
So yeah,
you look good.
Oh yeah,
you
so you were asking
what, I was looking
what the
for.
Results are.
Why do you do it?
It's yeah, like we're on camera now.
Me,
like you
yeah,
said,
no,
it's
we
like,
got the camera. You said we were loving the camera yeah. aspect,
and now I see.
Yeah,
now I see. Nobody talks about the
it's
sacrifices you have to make to be front
no.
facing
yes.
in LA.
No, you gotta skip breakfast.
And Gromit fully asleep at. Almost 10 a.m. Yeah.
He
was working last
bored
night.
Bored AF.
He was working.
Okay. At least somebody.
Sorry?
At least somebody in his house was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not in.
He has to. And so.
Yeah. He's in a different union.
Gromit has to.
Gromit's in WAG.
Go to work. Has to work night. He's in WAG.
He's in WAG after us.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.